And turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. We're going to look at two verses here this morning, and then we're going to move on to another chapter, another passage. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. I want to preach a message this morning entitled, Trusting the Lord, Trusting the Lord. And let's pray before we get going. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you for each one that is here in your house today. Thank you for the privilege of being here, gathered in your name. I pray, Lord, that you'd bless this time together in your word. Father, I pray that you'd encourage each one of us, help us to have our faith strengthened by your word and by your Holy Spirit this morning, so that we would be able to trust you more. Father, I pray that you'd help me as I speak, give me the words to say. Pray, Lord, that you would fill me with your Spirit now. Bless each one. I pray that if there's one here today that doesn't know you as their Savior, Father, they would recognize that they are lost without any hope outside of Jesus Christ. Pray, Lord, that they would make a decision for you today. Bless now the time in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Trusting the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. We know that we are to trust in the Lord. There are dozens of verses in Scripture, and we've read them many times. These verses encourage us to place our trust in the Lord. And I want to read some to you this morning. You don't have to turn there. I just want to go through a few of them real quick here. 2 Samuel 22:3. The God of my rock, the 2 Samuel 22:3 says, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. Job 13:15, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Job 35:14, judgment is before him, therefore trust thou in him. Psalm 2:12, kiss the Son, lest he be angry. And the end of the verse says, blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Psalm 4:5, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. Psalm 5:11, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Psalm 9:10, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Psalm 16:1, preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. Psalm 18:2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation. Psalm 25:2, O my God, I trust in thee, let me not be ashamed. Psalm 25:20, O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Psalm 31:19. O how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Psalm 36:7. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Psalm 40, verse 4. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. Psalm 56:3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Psalm 56:11. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Psalm 62:8. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Psalm 71:5. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. Psalm 91:2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Psalm 115:11. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Psalm 118:9. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Proverbs 29:25. Whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Isaiah 12:2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Isaiah 26:4. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. 1 Timothy 6:17. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Trust in the living God. He giveth us richly all things to enjoy. We've seen these verses, we've read these verses many times. We know we are to trust in the Lord. What does it mean to trust in the Lord? Well, I think, in my opinion, and I believe that in the biblical opinion, the definition of the word trust, it's a threefold thing. Trusting in the Lord is a threefold thing. First of all, trusting in the Lord means it is placing our cares in the Lord's hands. It is placing our cares in the Lord's hands. Turn with me to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5. If we are going to trust in the Lord, the first thing that we have to do is we have to place our cares in the Lord's hands. 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse 7. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. The Lord cares for us, and we are to give Him all of our cares. We're not to worry about Him. We're to put Him into His hands. Turn to Psalm 55, verse 22. Psalm 55, verse 22. And by the way, there's several verses here I want us all to look at for a few minutes. It's going to be real quick here. Psalm 55, 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, He shall sustain thee. And Psalm 37, verse 5. Psalm 37, verse 5. This is a famous one. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. We're to place our cares in the Lord's hands. That's the first thing that trust means. Give our cares to the Lord Jesus and let Him take them. Let go. Let go. Secondly, trusting in the Lord means it is praying about our cares. Praying about our cares. Turn to Philippians chapter 4. If we trust in the Lord for the difficult things that we are going through, if we're trusting Him to get us through them, then we're going to have to pray and ask Him to help us. That's part of trusting in the Lord. If I never pray and ask the Lord Jesus for His help and His strength, then I'm probably not trusting in the Lord, am I? Pray to the Lord for strength. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing is the biblical way of saying don't worry. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So, trusting in the Lord with all our heart means we're going to have to pray about the things that we're going through and not worry about them. The scripture says here, be careful for nothing. Don't worry about them. Pray about them. Bring them before the Lord. Turn to Matthew 11. Matthew 11. And verse 28. Matthew 11, verse 28. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Pray about our cares. Bring them before the Lord Jesus and let them go. Don't worry about them. That's the second thing trusting in the Lord means. It's placing our cares in the Lord's hands. It's praying about them, asking the Lord for help, And it's letting go and not worrying about them anymore because the Lord has them. And thirdly, the last thing that trusting in the Lord means, it is being patient for God's provision. Turn to Psalm 27. Psalm 27. I believe this is a scriptural definition of what it means to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. It means to place your cares in the Lord's hands. It means to pray to the Lord about your cares and let them go. Don't worry about them anymore. And thirdly, after you've done that, be patient for God's provision. Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And then Psalm 37. Psalm 37. And verse 7. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Be patient for God to provide. Be patient for God to answer your prayer. Be patient for God to help you overcome the difficult situation, to give you victory in it. That's trusting in the Lord. Now, it's an easy thing to say, well, I just need to trust in the Lord. It's a very easy thing to say, and one of the very hardest things to do. We've all been there. We've all been in a hard situation, testing, or a difficult health situation. We've been there, and we know, and we have said, we've all said, I need to trust in the Lord. All of us, whether we are the one going through the difficulty, or we're the one that is trying to encourage the person that is going through it, we've all encouraged one another to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. It's an easy thing to say. And certainly we all mean it. Certainly we mean it. Certainly we know it's important. I'm not belittling the fact this morning. We need to trust in the Lord. We all believe it. We all know it. We all mean it when we say it. I need to trust in the Lord. You need to trust in the Lord. Just keep trusting in the Lord. We mean it, and it's important, and we believe it. But it is certainly a different matter entirely to do it. It's hard. It's difficult. It's easy to say, I need to trust in the Lord, but boy, to trust in the Lord when I'm going through something that is beyond my power to get myself out of, a health situation, I can't do anything to fix the problem. When your loved one is in the hospital teetering between life and death, trusting God is very hard. It's easy to say, but it's very hard to do. It's very hard to accomplish. It's hard to give that care and that burden to God and to let go of that burden. It is hard to pray and not to worry. It is hard to wait on the Lord and to be patient when a matter of seconds could mean the difference between life and death. It's really hard to do. It's easy to say and hard to do. And no matter the kind of difficulty we face, whether it's a health situation or a financial situation or a marital situation or any situation in life, difficult ones, no matter the difficulty that we face, in all kinds of circumstances, it is very, very hard to trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. You know, it is sometimes easier to trust in God for the things that we cannot see than for the things that we can see. We cannot see God. We cannot see our soul. We cannot see the sin on our soul. We cannot see hell. We cannot see heaven. But yet we trust God for eternal salvation. We trust that God can save my dirty, sinful soul from hell. And we trust God that he can save me to heaven. It's sometimes easier to do that than to trust God to put the food on the table. Because we cannot see God, but we can see food. We cannot see God, but we can see good health. We cannot see God, but we can see a car, a job. We can see our spouse. We can see health and life, etc. sometimes it is more difficult to trust in the Lord for these kinds of things than it is to trust in God for salvation. It's easy to say and very, very hard to do. This morning, I'm not presuming to have the whole answer to this hard thing to do. But I believe the Lord has shown me something that I'd like to share with you that at the very least is a help to trust the Lord. It's a help to trust the Lord. Turn back to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 5 again. The Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart." Notice, trust is a matter of the heart. Trust is a matter of the heart. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. How we trust is with our heart. With our heart. We trust with our heart. Now the word heart here means thoughts or feelings, will or intellect. That's what the Hebrew word means, trust. Heart. It's a matter of the thoughts and feelings, the will and the intellect to trust in the Lord. In other words, trusting is done with your whole being. All of who I am, my thoughts, my feelings, my will, and my intellect go into trusting someone or something. Trusting the Lord, in this case. It's all of who you are. It's all of who I am. It's a willful decision that all of me is going to trust in the Lord. So, if trusting is a matter of the heart, a matter of the whole being, then that explains why it hurts so much when somebody betrays us. We feel like we get stabbed in the back. When your trust is broken, it's devastating because you trusted with all of your being. And all of you is broken. That's why it hurts so much. Turn to Matthew chapter 6 now. Trust is a matter of the heart. It's a matter of our whole being, the central part of who we are. It's done with that, all of who I am. All right? Now turn to Matthew chapter 6, and I want to read another passage here this morning. Matthew 6, starting with verse 25. I'd like you to think about the subject of this passage while I read it. What is the subject here? Matthew 6, verse 25. "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." What is the overriding subject of that passage? Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord for your daily needs. Trust in the Lord for your daily needs. That's the subject of this passage. Notice the word that introduces this passage. Verse 25, the first word. Therefore. What does the word therefore mean? It means that what came before is important to what comes next. What came before has a bearing on this subject of trusting in the Lord. What came before? Verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. So the subject in this part has a bearing on trusting in the Lord. Therefore, because of ye cannot serve God and mammon, therefore, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. The word therefore kind of means that is why. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. That is why I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Trust in the Lord. We can trust God for daily needs. That is why we can trust God for daily needs. Therefore. In other words, trusting God for daily needs is preceded and introduced by the subject of who do you serve? God or mammon? Verse 24 says, no man can serve two masters. Ye cannot serve God and mammon, the end of the verse says. So, that verse means that you can and are. Jesus is saying that you are serving one or the other. You are serving either God or you are serving monetary wealth, mammon. That's the summation of the preceding subject. Okay? Now I want to read the whole passage. Verse 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, or clear, in other words, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and man. Trust in the Lord for your daily needs. It's very important to see this connection, okay? The ability to trust God for our daily needs is grounded and based in the subject of who do we serve, God or money? Who do we serve, God or money? The ability to trust God for daily needs and to trust God for all of our needs, health needs, marital needs, a job, a car, a house, all of our needs, the ability to trust God for all of our needs is based in who do you serve, God or money? So that's the subject of that passage. What is the key verse? The key verse of that passage, verses 19 through 24. What is the key verse to who do you serve, God or money? Does somebody see the key verse? What's the key verse? 21. Thank you. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Remember that trusting in the Lord is a matter of the heart. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. That's why who do you serve matters about can you trust Jesus for your daily needs. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where is your heart? Is it with money? Or is it with heavenly things? Verse 20 says, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. In heaven. And then verse 21 says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The key to the subject of serving God is the basis for trusting God for our daily needs. And trusting God is done with the heart. And the key is, what does your heart treasure? What does your heart treasure? You cannot serve God if you are treasuring the wrong things. And if you aren't serving God, then you're not going to trust God. You're not going to trust God for your daily needs if you are not serving Him. If we are treasuring and serving mammon, monetary wealth, then we are not trusting God at all. We're trusting my money. The amount of dollar bills in my bank account will get me through this tough situation. It'll pay for all the medical treatments that my family needs. It'll pay for my bills. It'll take care of everything. No, it won't. But you're not trusting God, are you, anymore? Your heart is in your money. You're not trusting the Lord. Therefore, the answer to how do I trust the Lord? How can I trust the Lord more? It's hard to trust the Lord. What would help me trust the Lord? The answer to that question is found in where your heart is located. Is your heart here on earth, thinking about and pondering over and worrying about and loving earthly things? Or is your heart in heaven? Is what you treasure located in heaven? Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Now, this passage is talking about monetary wealth. But can I physically give this to God? As far as, God, please put this in heaven? No. I can't pass this $10 bill to God, and this $10 bill will not ever get to heaven. It's going to burn one day. It probably will be destroyed before it burns. But anyway. So it's not talking about physically shovel your money into an elevator and send it to heaven, okay? It's talking about what does your heart treasure? Whatever your heart treasures becomes what is valuable to you. Okay? Let me see if I can explain it better. What is important to me becomes I place value on. I can make something that is worthless become valuable to me. It's called sentimental value. Say my dad gives me some trinket from Indonesia. It's, 10 cents. He paid 10 cents for it in American money in Indonesia, and he bought it. It's worthless. But my dad gave it to me, and it's from Indonesia. I was born in Indonesia. So I put some significant amount of importance to that object. Now, I've placed some importance on that object. The object has now become valuable to me. It's not valuable to anybody else, but it's valuable to me. My heart has placed value on that object. And that's the same idea here. Lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth. Don't allow your heart to put value to the things of earth. They're going to be destroyed. Moth, rust is going to corrupt them. Thieves are going to steal your stuff. Make your heart put value on things in heaven. Cause your heart to put value to the things in heaven. Lost souls go to heaven. Lost souls can be saved and go to heaven. You're smiling. Yeah, you all caught that. That's valuable. I need to make my heart put value on seeing someone get saved. I need to make my heart put value on discipling a believer. I need to make my heart put value on Jesus Christ. He's also in heaven. Ah, that's the key. That's what I'm trying to get here this morning. What is important to your heart? Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The more important something is to us, the more value we place in it. Sentimental value. The more valuable we think something is to us, the more we love and protect it. How valuable is Jesus Christ? Being able to trust in the Lord is directly related to how much we value the Lord Jesus Christ. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Is Jesus Christ your treasure? Then your heart is with Jesus Christ. Then it will be easy to trust Jesus Christ. Is it very difficult to trust Jesus for your needs? Is it difficult to trust in the Lord with all your heart? Then the question then should be, you should ask yourself, how treasured do I consider the Lord Jesus Christ to be to me? Yeah, Jesus Christ is my Savior. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. But is Jesus Christ everything? Is He the most important thing in my life? If He is, it'll be easy to trust Jesus. If He's not, it'll be difficult to trust Jesus. Mark 12:30 says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength." If we love the Lord Jesus Christ that much, then therefore I say unto you, it'll be easy to trust the Lord Jesus for our daily needs. Look at one more verse. Turn to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Another word that we could say embodies the idea of trust in the Lord. Another word that we could replace the phrase trust in the Lord with would be faith. Faith. In Galatians chapter 5, gives us the answer in a quick nutshell response. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. "For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." Faith works by love. Trusting in the Lord works by my love for my Lord Jesus Christ. Do I have difficulty trusting in the Lord Jesus? Then I need to have more love for my Lord Jesus. Christian, how much do you love the Lord Jesus? That is how much you trust Him. How much I love the Lord Jesus is how much I trust Him. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Dear Lord Jesus, thank You for this message. Father, I pray that You would strengthen the faith of the believers this morning and strengthen their love for You. Challenge each one of us, I pray, to have more love for the Lord Jesus Christ. If the Lord has spoken to your heart, and you know that you need to have more love for Jesus Christ, why don't you come and do business with the Lord this morning as we sing? Please stand with me.